March is proving to be a challenging month for the Occupy movement in Middle Tennessee when Tennessee State Troopers arrived well before dawn this morning to enforce a new law governing camping on state property. They found just a single protester waiting for them on Legislative Plaza. Dozens of protesters occupying about 60 tents filled the plaza just 2 weeks ago. Roughly half moved out shortly after the Tennessee General Assembly passed a measure in late February, making it a felony to camp on state property. Most of the remaining protesters left the plaza this past Thursday as the state deadline for eviction approached. Occupy member Ellie Whiteley says protesters will continue to meet on the plaza several nights a week and are discussing the movement's next steps.
You know, we're definitely going to be talking about what phase two is going to look like, how we can still make ties with community organizations, how we can help prevent more illegal foreclosures in the community.
This past week, a judge cleared the way for a court case to go forward against Occupy Murfreesboro protesters. A handful of activists briefly camped out on the city's Civic Plaza last December and were issued citations by police.